today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to Chapter Al-A'raf, verse 206.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal ladhina 'inda rabbika la yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadatihi wa yusabbihunahu wa lahu yasjudun.
Indeed, those who are near your Lord are not prevented by arrogance from His worship, and they exalt Him, and to Him they prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's probable that the phrase "those who are stationed near your Lord" encompasses both the angels and the pious servants of Allah who connect His essence and feel themselves at His presence. Be not proud of your worship, for Allah has some angels that are always in the state of worshipping.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is about to enjoy worship. Since the beginning of human history, worship has played a central role in people's lives. Devotion to a higher being continues to tie humanity together despite differences in customs and a variety of beliefs. We often associate worship with specific religious acts performed to a deity, distinguishing it from other facets of one's life. However, the concept of worship in Islam is all-encompassing and incorporates ritual worship as well as common daily tasks. In Islam, worship is the very purpose of our existence. Muslims worship God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, out of love and submission. Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Dear brothers, dear friends, we have two types of pleasures, material pleasures and spiritual pleasures. The pleasure of prayer and worship is one of the spiritual pleasures of man. A person who gets used to and enjoys material pleasures such as music, movies, satellites, women, houses, cars, lust, and the like, more than what is approved by religion, if he wants to enjoy spirituality, he should avoid such pleasures. He should take a distance and gradually change the subject of his pleasures and try to learn from prayers, worship, and supplications of the Most High Creator, and replace spiritual pleasures with material pleasures. If we use the world as necessary in life and do not get attached to it, many of our problems will be solved in the field of spiritual pleasures. Of course, we must note that the philosophy of worship and servitude is not to enjoy. Just as the philosophy of eating is not to enjoy, we do not eat to enjoy, but we eat to be full and stay healthy. But some of the consequences of eating and worshipping is this pleasure and ecstasy that we usually find. The same is the case with worship. We do not worship to enjoy, and we worship to achieve perfection. Worship is a covenant of servitude with God. And through worshipping Allah or God, man gets closer to Him and reaches perfection, but also pleasure as a consequence.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
About worshipping as an energizer. We have to transform our worship into an energizer. How? The main issue is that we judge our worship with the same parameters as our worldly tasks. Something that needs to be done. However, at the same time, we don't apply the same vigor for reaching excellence. Why? Because we don't always see the immediate result of our worship. So firstly, it's necessary to change our paradigm about worship. Prayer needs to be done, yes, but what does Allah say about prayer? It is first and foremost for ourselves. The five daily prayers are there to reconnect us with our true purpose, to be Allah's servants, to worship Him. Our five daily prayers can energize us. They help us to gain clarity. They give us peace and contentment in this busy world. If we see prayer like that, we will rush towards it. We'll wait for the next one. Standing in front of our Lord, communicating with Him will be our source of strength. You're listening to today's special. It's a good time to look at the ways to get closer to Allah. One of these ways is getting back to basics and remain steadfast. We should have a strict observance to the obligatory actions such as prayer or salah. paying the poor tax or zakah. Fasting Ramadan and pilgrimage to Mecca or Hajj. How can we expect to do the sunnahs and be rewarded for them when the obligatory things are being neglected? Allah gives us a personal one-to-one appointment to talk with Him 5 times daily. It's something many neglect, called prayer. If you are at work and are facing a problem, you would request a meeting with your manager, right? Of course you would. Apply this analogy with Allah because He has promised to answer those that supplicate to Him in prayer. This is from chapter 40 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. And your Lord says, call on me, I will answer your prayer. But those who are too arrogant to serve me will surely find themselves in hell in humiliation.
Why is it that a creator which is omnipotent, has all of the power, has all of the ability, has all of the generosity, and is self-sufficient, Ghani being one of the 99 names of God, the self-sufficient, why is it that He asks us to pray, to fast, to worship, to devote ourselves, to be in a state of taslim and obedience? And today I would like to continue a bit of that topic and share with you that when it comes to the meaning and the purpose of worship, we as Muslims, we affirm, and as monotheists affirm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He neither begets nor is He begotten. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. We say in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This word, إِيَّاكَ, in the Arabic language, gives the meaning of only and exclusively you. When you say to someone, a male, إِيَّاكَ, or to a female, إِيَّاكِ, this means only you and exclusively you. Nobody else is in the picture. If you were to say to your wife, for instance, إياكي أحب, right? Only you, exclusive. You'll never hear the statement, by the way. It doesn't, you know, not in movies, not in sitcoms, anywhere. But if you were to say it, it would mean only you I love. Nobody else has a place in my heart. Not my mom. Nobody is allowed to have a place in my heart except for my beloved spouse. Right? This is if you were to say, إِيَّاكَ. So when we devote ourselves completely and we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, what is the significance? Why? Why do we find ourselves calling out to Allah from the depths of our heart? And why do we affirm it? Well, the reality is that if you trace back our need, not God's need, but rather our need, you find that within the human soul, within the human spirit, there is a special place reserved only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the human being himself knows this, that even though I may have some measure of control in my life, I may be sufficient, I may be taking care of others, but at the end of the day, deep down, I am truly in need of God.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic, I mean, enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Thank you, with every breath I take.